Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We'll get to the Jets. Maybe we'll do the Jets at 10:40. I don't know, BT. Work them in here, 10:40 or 11. Obviously, a lot to get to. The news yesterday from the Post about Tarik Skubal. I can't wait to get into that. And the Mets in the offseason. And by the way, we could even push that to next week. Like, there's a lot there with the baseball stuff.
That's a big story, man.
We left the air yesterday, and then Evan and Tiki had Cashman on. Yeah. They asked him the good questions.
They did a good job. I listened. It was an old school moment here. I sat in the driveway until the end of the interview.
Okay.
They did a good job.
Listening to that. Yeah, right out of the gate with the A-Rod and Jeter stuff and Cashman fired back. So there's plenty to get to here. But we want to start with the Giants, which for us is rare. Not starting with the Giants, but the fact that we're talking about an actual big game on Sunday. Like, as big a game as you could have in week 7 for a 2-4 team.
Yep.
But that's where we're at with the Giants here. It's a tough task. I don't know if it's better. I mean, maybe I'll ask you the question. Do you think it's better that they have this tough a challenge now? Or would it be better if they had a softer landing, let's say, to maybe pad another win, get to 3-4? Or we find out what they're made of right out of the gate here, going to try to follow up their big win over the Eagles in a difficult spot in Denver?
That's an interesting question. I didn't think you would go in there. I would say this. Let's say they were playing the NFC's version of the Jets.
Okay.
Or whomever, whomever that
whatever,
is,
right?
And it happened to be like a home game. Because they don't know how to win yet, like consistently, and maybe the better way to put it, Giants don't yet know how to handle prosperity.
Right.
Like, that's another level of becoming, you know, really good eventually. I think they might actually be potentially more vulnerable playing a bad team than knowing they're going into a buzzsaw against a good team. So I think the Giants mentally will be more sharp going into a game with Denver than potentially a bad team.
Yeah, I kind of like the fact that we're going to find out right now what this team is made of here against Denver. And it doesn't mean that if they lose, season's over, because it's not. Then they just have to follow it up and beat the Eagles. But if they win, I think there's more good that could come of this weekend. The way you said it before was win-win. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd say win-win, but I think that there's more good that could come of this weekend than bad. If they get beat and they lose by double digits or whatever, I personally would be like, okay, well, I kind of expected that. So it's no harm, no foul. Now let's see what they can do against Philadelphia here and keep it moving forward. Like, I expected that to happen. If they win, to me, I would be blown away and thinking, oh my God, this team's going to have a legitimate chance here to maybe go mess around and go compete for that division.
Maybe. And the other thing, too, that you get, and we get this in baseball with both of our teams, you start doing a little scoreboard watching if you're a Giants fan here. That goes into, you know, how we started the show, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, about, all right, things are changing here for Giants, for the Giants, based on what's happening in the NFC East here. Eagles and Philly, Philly's favored, but that's flip a coin. Eagles and Minnesota. Pardon, I knew that didn't. Yeah. Eagles and Minnesota and the Commanders Cowboys.
Right, so
one of those teams losing?
Yeah.
Maybe two if the Eagles lose in Minnesota.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Nick is calling from Woodbridge. What's up, Nick?
Hello, Nick.
BT and Sal, how are we doing?
Good, Nick. We're fired up.
This Giants team has got me geeking. We're going a mile high, and we're putting belts to ass on these Broncos.
Oh, he's ready. A little mile high club, huh?
That's what the comments were last night on social media, man. I liked it.
Yeah.
These Broncos players are talking about Jackson Dart. He's dancing. He's shining. They've got these other fans dancing in their living rooms. Everyone's ready to watch this team prosper and be great.
You know, I got to tell you there, Nick. I think you encapsulate a lot. And thanks for the call. Belt to ass is really one of my favorite expressions. It's just not used enough. You know why?
Because it happened?
Well, because my dad used to grab the belt. So, you know, not that he really used it, but I used to run away from him.
I don't remember getting hit, but I do have vivid memories of him either taking the belt off or having a belt that was loose. Yeah. And snapping it, pulling it together.
Snapping it like you're a cow or something. I know that noise.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Whippy, that
snapping it together like.
Here's what's coming if you don't wake up, son. Yes, I used to run from my dad and literally lock, not too often, but lock myself in the bathroom when he would reach for the belt, which was fairly infrequent. But the thing about the belt, back then, again, I'm born in the 70s. You're early 70s. You're late 70s. The belts in the 70s and early 80s were monstrosities. Yeah. They weren't these little feminine skinny belts like today. I mean, they were like
metrosexual, I think is the proper term.
Whatever it is. Yeah. They were like, you know, Bob Backlund championship belt size, but they were thick as hell. So belt to ass, I love that. That's good.
That's what I saw some of the trash talk last night going back and forth on social media. I actually couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a second, is this AI?
Is this real? Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it was real with Cooper. I wouldn't even say taking a shot, but just like, come on, man. He's a rookie quarterback dancing out there with his chain. Like, we're going to put him in his place. Benito with the tweet, calling out the Giants fan base. It shows you the new world with these young players now. On social media and on X and going back and forth or hearing the noise from the fans. And then once you start taking shots like that at a fan base, what do you think the Giant fans are going to do? They're not going to sit back.
No.
Hey, we're coming for you. We're going to put those belts to the asses. Come, you know, at Mile High State, whatever it may be. So there's, and then the Giants players themselves fighting back in it with Abdul Carter and Kayvon Thibodeau. So that to me adds another layer of spice to it, which I love.
And me too. And by the way, so the belt to ass, that was dad. Was mom wooden spoon to fingers?
Yeah. No, mom.
Your mom didn't grab the spoon?
No, grandmother, yes. Mom, to me, was more protector. Actually, grandmother, not to me, more to like, I heard the stories about grandma would get the wood spoon out and threaten her kids, my parents, man. But no, my mother, to me, was protector.
Oh, no, me too. But that didn't mean, and she would grab that spoon like a ninja. Now, it doesn't mean that she didn't grab it a couple of times, but no, she was definitely the protector. Thank God, because I was running away for the belt.
John is calling in Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, John?
Johnny?
What's up, boys? Thanks for taking the call.
Got it.
You know, I think part of the positivity that Giants fans have this weekend is just looking at the past performance of Denver. Like, all the Jets needed to do is just get one first down to kick a field goal, and that game was over. So I think we have a lot of positivity rolling.
But that's a mistake, though, John. You can't judge Denver on that game against the Jets. It's just not right.
I mean, it was situational. I get it. You know, you're going to a completely different country, you know, halfway across the world. I get that. But still, you know, that was supposed to be Denver's get-right game. You know, that was supposed to be a blowout, and they just kept it
get
very
right from
close.
What? They just get right from what? They just beat the Eagles the day before. They got the best defense in the NFL. Here's all I'm saying, John. I think if you evaluate the Broncos based off of what you saw against the Jets and understand why a lot of people in New York would, because that's a game that they watched, you're making a mistake. That's not the team that they are. They are the best defensive team in the NFL. They wreak havoc, and they've got weapons offensively all over the field. It doesn't mean the Giants can't win. I'm just saying that what you saw against the Jets was not a proper representation of who Denver is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And that's a fair point. I'll give you that. But still, you're a product of your actions. And their actions last Sunday were not great. And that's plain and simple. And I know they're at home. It's a different situation. You got the home crowd behind them. And that's fine. But I think this game is going to be a battle in the trenches. And I have to say, I've never been a huge Kayvon Thibodeau fan. He has actually stepped it up this year, and I am becoming a fan of him.
He's been really good. Kayvon's been balling. There's no doubt. Go ahead, finish up.
Burns and Carter around him, I think these guys are thriving together. Mm-hmm. And all they need to do is just smack Bo Nix in the mouth once, and he's not going to want to have that contact. He's not a big dude.
Nobody's tough. I mean, Bo Nix is tough.
And he's quick.
Yeah, he could throw the ball down. Now, he's not elite, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. But Bo Nix is not some overwhelmed rookie quarterback that's going to get hit and isn't tough. Bo Nix is a tough SOB.
Yes, he is.
There's a reason Sean Payton drafted him. There's a reason he was able to lead his team as a rookie to the postseason against all odds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, Denver's dangerous. And again, doesn't mean that they can't lose the game. It's the NFL. Anything could happen. What you saw a week ago against the Jets, now defensively they were very good, but what you saw a week ago against the Jets was not the proper representation of who Denver is.
No, I also think it's kind of a waste of time to, like, and I'm not saying I've never done this before, but you look at one team, how did they almost lost to the Tennessee Titans, and then you see them the next, and it's totally different.
Correct.
That's why gambling is hard. Correct. That's why the NFL, for the most part, is a bit of a crapshoot. There's a lot of parody. I know we use that word a lot, but I do think it applies here. Look at the Bengals last night.
Yeah, bingo. You Come just on. Took the words right out of my mouth. Exactly. They go Joe Flacco going up against Steelers defense, and he lit them up. Who would have thought that they would have won that game? So you don't know week to week, which is why I think the Giants have a chance here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Denver is not... If Denver played either a better game or any other team than the Jets last week, I don't think it would be the same feeling. Because it happened on a national stage in London against a local team. I think Giant fans look at that and say, Denver, they barely beat the Jets. The Jets should have won that game. We could beat this team. And that's all I'm saying is that's not the case.
Yeah, the only thing about Denver, and I certainly realize they're very good and, you know, viable to go deep in the AFC. They're, like, if I look, and I know it's kind of fluid because it seems to change week to week here, the ceiling of Denver's offense, while I know it's not bad, I don't think it's going to be prolific at all this year. So if I look at Denver and I say, all right, you know, whether it's Kansas City, hell, whether it's the Giants this week or any other team, the Chargers that you perceive, the Bills if they get their act together, the Patriots if they're for real, the good teams in the AFC, if I push this ahead 3-4 months and say, all right, can Denver lose a playoff game? Yeah, because I think that there's a chance that Denver could have a dud where they score 13 or 17 points. Whereas you, for me, I look at the other 2, 3, 4 top teams that I perceive to be elite in the NFL. I think their offensive ceiling is higher, which is why I think the Giants could hang around this week.
But Denver's defense is better.
Denver's defense is terrific.
But then it's an argument of what you value more, defense or the offense. And by the way, Denver's two losses, they lost a tight game, last second field goal to the Chargers.
Yep.
And they got hosed on a bad call against the Colts where they should have beaten Indianapolis.
And both were on the road, by the way, those games.
Yeah. So now I'm not making excuses for them. I'm just saying, like, they arguably could be 6-0. And now they could have lost to the Jets, too, so I don't want to play that game. I'm just saying that they lost to two good teams on the road in very tight games down in the final second. Renato calling from Utica, New York. What's up, Renato?
Hey, BT and Sal, you guys rule. Love your show. Listen to it every day on the YouTube when I'm at work.
Just a thing on Jackson Dart.
I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to be tremendous. I think there's going to be growing pains, and I plead for the Giants fan base to give him leeway. Because Peyton Manning threw 28 interceptions his first year. Mm-hmm. If Jackson Dart did that, they'd want to run him out of town. Baker struggled in Cleveland. They ran him out of town. Bryce Young got benched. Let this kid develop. Mm. He'll be great. But he will struggle, and that's okay. And let's give him some leeway and go Big Blue. Thank you guys for all you do.
You got it, man.
You, no,
thanks for calling us. And what we do, we just talk sports. You guys make the show in a lot of ways. All right, so listen, he's right. It's a very sensible, it's a very measured call. You've got to understand there's going to be some steep valleys for a young quarterback. You referenced Peyton. You know, Bradshaw was horrendous early. We know the names, right? I don't think it's ever going to be here in this city with either team where there's rational approach enough to insulate a young quarterback from playing bad for a long time.
I don't know if that's the case anywhere in the NFL.
But less here.
Yeah, definitely less here. But in today's world, everywhere, everybody wants everything now and immediate. That's just how it is. In the old days, you could have a rookie sit for 2-3 years, whatever it may be, before you have him go out there. You could certainly have him sit for a full season. You could live with the growing pains of a rookie if he is going to start. Now it's like there would have been the same way that we're reacting and deciding that Jackson Dart is already him. Now we're deciding that after 3 starts. Think about that. If it were 3 starts the other way and he was fumbling the football and throwing picks all over the place, it'd be, this guy stinks. They got to draft a quarterback. And it shouldn't be like that. I understand fans are irrational. I am one. So we understand that there's a part of that, but it's fun to be irrational at times. However, the overreaction to a small sample size can get out of control. I think Jackson Dart's going to be fine. I love his moxie. I love the makeup. I still need to see a little bit more. Like, it's 3 starts in the NFL.
It's early, man. The other thing, too, though, that adds to this heightened hope is that the Giants have been down for so long. Like, I'm sure there's an element of this up in New England with Drake May.
Yeah.
And he's actually really good. He seems to be the real deal. But when you've won and you go through a little lean period, there's less desperation from the fan base, which maybe there's a little more willingness to tolerate some rookie missteps. Whereas with the Giants and, of course, the Jets as well, it's been so miserable for so long. When everybody jumps back in emotionally, you know, full blown, I'm back as a fan, it tends to go overboard.
WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.